Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 12th. In today's episode, anti-terror agency NIA makes breakthrough arrest in the Bengaluru cafe blast case. Political slugfest between Trinamool and BJP over terror accusations. BJP Tamil Nadu president booked for poll code violation. PM Modi responds to the opposition's charge of misusing central agencies. Aam Aadmi Party's conspiracy allegations against the centre and UK tightens visa norms. First up, the National Investigation Agency arrested two suspects in the Rameshwaram cafe blast case from West Bengal today. The arrest has triggered a political slugfest between Trinamool and Bharatiya Janata Party. While the Bharatiya Janata Party attacked the Trinamool Congress government, saying the state had become a safe haven for terrorists, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee hit back, praising the prompt response by the state police. In a release, the NIA confirmed the absconding suspects Abdul Mateen Taha and Musawir Hussain Shahzaib were traced to their hideout near Kolkata. They were hiding under false identities in Bengal's East Midnapur district, they said. According to the NIA, Shahzaib planted the explosive device placed inside a backpack at the popular Bengaluru restaurant, while Taha was the mastermind behind the whole operation, from planning the attack to their disappearance. These are the second and third arrests in this case. Last month, Muzammil Sharif, who allegedly extended logistical support to Shahzaib and Taha, was also taken into custody. Residents of Karnataka's Shivmoga district, Shahzaib and Taha were traced to Bengal's Kati after officials conducted searches at 18 locations, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and even Uttar Pradesh. The statement says, and I quote, "This pursuit, successfully accomplished by the NIA, was ably supported by energetic, coordinated action and cooperation between NIA, central agencies and state police agencies of West Bengal, Telangana, Karnataka and Kerala Police," unquote. In a post on X, BJP's Bengal in charge, Amit Malviya said, and I quote, "Both likely belong to ISIS cell in Shivmoga, Karnataka. West Bengal, unfortunately, under Mamata Banerjee, has become a safe haven for terrorists," unquote. In response, Bengal police said the post was false, as NIA already acknowledged state police support. Whereas West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said, quote, "Heard one BJP leader, child, saying that Bengal is not safe. The accused were hiding here for 2 hours and within 2 hours, they were arrested due to a prompt response by our state police. What about the states where you are in power? What about Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Delhi, Gujarat, Bihar? People of Bengal want to live in peace, but the BJP does not like that," unquote. And next, updates from the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. BJP Tamil Nadu President K. Annamalai has been booked for allegedly violating the Model Code of Conduct. He has been accused of unlawful assembly after 10 p.m, wrongful restraint and causing public nuisance, which violates poll codes on campaigning. Based on a DMK complaint, the state police will also register a case of assault against the BJP. Meanwhile, underlining his commitment to end corruption, and in response to opposition allegations on ED and CBI being used as political tools to silence opposition, Prime Minister Modi said steps against corruption are being taken even in states where the BJP is in power, adding that the narrative that only political corruption is being targeted is being circulated by people who are under the sword of investigative agencies. In an interview with Hindi newspaper Hindustan, he said, and I quote, "Of the corruption cases probed by the Enforcement Directorate, only 3% have people associated with politics. The remaining 97% of cases are linked to officials and criminals. Those who see benefit in a corrupt system are the ones who are crying foul and presenting the wrong picture," unquote. This morning, addressing an election rally in Jammu and Kashmir's Udhampur, he made a statehood promise to the area. He said, and I quote, "The time is not far when assembly elections will be held in Jammu and Kashmir. Jammu and Kashmir will get the status of statehood. You will be able to share your dreams with your MLA and your ministers," unquote. The region lost its statehood in 2019 after the abrogation of Article 370, which granted special status to the former state. However, former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has claimed there is a state of undeclared emergency in the country. Speaking to media at the party headquarters in Srinagar, he said, and I quote, contrary to Indira Gandhi's error, while she boldly declared the emergency and even proceeded with elections afterward. The present regime lacks such transparency. Unquote. And next, the Aam Aadmi Party has alleged that the Bharatiya Janata Party is trying to impose president's role in the national capital. Delhi Minister Atishi, citing credible sources, said that a political conspiracy is afoot to destabilize the Arvind Kejriwal government, adding that Mr. Kejriwal and other Aam Aadmi Party leaders' arrest in the alleged liquor policy scam is a part of this well-planned conspiracy. Atishi said that senior IAS officers' postings in Delhi have been stagnant for several months, despite vacancies across various departments. Atishi said in a press conference today, and I quote, Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested in a fake case, and that too without any proof because there is conspiracy to topple the elected government of Delhi. When we see a few things from the past, it shows there has been a well-thought conspiracy going on, unquote. The Bharatiya Janata Party has denied all allegations. BJP spokesperson Harish Khurana said, and I quote, The party is cooking up Manohar Kahani, entertaining stories, daily. They are alleging that officials are not being appointed, but since September, the chief minister has not met the lieutenant governor, unquote. Meanwhile, in Delhi's Rouse Avenue court, BRS leader K. Kavita said, CBI's repeated questioning is a futile exercise. Quote, I do not want to say anything, unquote. Ms. Kavita is currently jailed by Enforcement Directorate for allegedly being a conspirator in the liquor policy case. In today's hearing, the CBI has demanded her custody for further questioning. Her counsel has argued it is illegal for CBI to question a person already in judicial custody. The court has reserved its order, which was not pronounced till the time of the recording. And jailed former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia has also moved an interim bail application today, seeking permission for Lok Sabha campaigning. The court has asked ED and CBI for a response and will hear the matter on April 20th. Breaking from breaking news, if you enjoy slow and mellow music or groove to upbeat sounds, Chechnya is not where you would want to be. In an unusual diktat, the Russian Republic is said to have ruled that all music should correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute, restricting the types of music that can be created in this range. Its culture ministry announced in a statement earlier this week, according to Moscow Times. The new standard of music is relatively slow compared to a lot of modern-day pop music and would rule out several Western genres from being played publicly in the conservative Islamic society. The report quoted a Chechenian leader as saying, quote, borrowing musical culture from other people is inadmissible, unquote. All artists have time till June 1st to rewrite their work, or else they will be banned from public performances. Now back to news. Visa seekers who plan to emigrate to the United Kingdom will face tougher screening. The United Kingdom announced on Thursday that the minimum income threshold required to sponsor a family member's visa in the country has been increased as a part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's plan to cut down immigration levels. Effective immediately, the income benchmark has been increased to £29,000, close to 30,30,000 in Indian rupees, from the previous £18,600, approximately 20 lakh rupees. The 55% increase will only grow further, with a subsequent increase to £38,700 slated for early next year. Sunak's move comes after a recent survey that predicted a heavy loss for him and his party in the country's election scheduled for December this year. Sunak's move, according to the statement, plans to cut unsustainable and unfair levels of migration and ensure those arriving here do not burden the taxpayer. UK's Interior Minister James Cleverly said, and I quote, We have reached a tipping point with mass migration. There is no simple solution or easy decision which cuts number to the levels acceptable to the British people, unquote. Cleverly stressed the UK government's commitment to safeguarding British workers and wages while ensuring that those relocating to the UK do not become reliant on public funds. And lastly, Gopichand Tutakura is set to become the first Indian origin space tourist. Selected as a part of the elite crew for Jeff Bezos' space venture, Blue Origin's New Shepard mission, or NS-25 mission, Mr. Tutakura will make a journey beyond the Earth's atmosphere, along with five other candidates. Describing him, Blue Origins wrote, "Gopi is a pilot and aviator who learned how to fly before he could drive. Gopi pilots bush, aerobatic and seaplanes, as well as gliders and hot air balloons, and has served as an international medical jet pilot. A lifelong traveler, his most recent adventure took him to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro." Mr. Tutakura's journey began at the Sarala Birla Academy in Bengaluru, followed by a bachelor's degree in aeronautical sciences from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. His roots trace back to Vijayawada. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.